Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. What kind of takeoff? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. Hating on the low. I've been new, I've been soft. Niggas flawed, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. Are you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Whole stressing, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down got me every penny. 19 have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going, country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow, I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I'm flipping for show, I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot, I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now, I'm worth a whole lot of cake, I was broke, now I'm straight, I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face, Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put your nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We getting real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, on fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe. With my back against the ropes, fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
Happening, everybody. Welcome to Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and Mo Benz. What's up, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, world? Ready for another exciting edition
tonight?
Damn, so, where that energy at?
Bear with me. I'm gonna get it done. And shout out to our top five countries tuning in: United States, United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, and Sweden, still.
Shout out to Sweden.
Hanging in there. How was your week?
My week was awesome. Awesome. 2021, you know, so once again,
2021.
I always name my week.
Welcome to 2021.
Exactly. Happy New Year to all the listeners out there. So, you know, my week, this week is titled 2021 is for the taking. You know, that's how I feel. So my week was very productive and relaxing. And, you know, I just kind of got into a zone that, you know, I just wanted to clean my space and just come into the new year right. And it was interesting because it was the first new year that I came into, like, you know, hashtag happily married man. But, like, of course, my wife is in Cleveland right now. So I really got a chance to just be by myself. And, man, it was great. You know what I'm saying? I kind of just, you know, I feel a nice zen. But anyway, you know, getting to the business part, I wanted to, like, start off the new year just right, you know, business-wise. So I finally got a chance to download TD Ameritrade Thinkorswim on my MacBook Pro. So now it was ill because once I downloaded it, because, you know, I was, like, you know, setting up my TD Ameritrade. I'm like, damn, why I can't set up a stock chart? But anyway, I had to call, like, tech support or whatever. And you actually got to download the program or whatever. But once I did that, I just felt like I'm, like, entering the matrix, you know what I'm saying? Because once you start to kind of understand these stock symbols and how it works and all that, man, this is kind of exhilarating. So, you know, so I got that set up, and I'm ready to start just, you know, setting up my stock chart and kind of analyzing what I want to invest in, you know, in 2021. And then today was just chill because, like I said, when I'm on vacation mode or whatever, even if I'm out somewhere, like another country or another city or just a staycation, you know, I like to, you know, get my hair braided and just really get into that zone. So, you know, I had my hair braided for like the last 2 weeks. And then today I go to the spot. It's called House of Hair. It's in Brooklyn. It's a nice little hair spa, you know what I'm saying? So I just felt like on some king shit, you know what I'm saying? Got it just washed, and, you know what I'm saying? And got it blow dried out, just got it, you know what I'm saying? Just got it together for the new year. So that's
okay.
You know, I'm with the show tonight, and, you know, check out the world famous chop up coming on. You know, the sports report is heavy. Shout out to my Cleveland Browns representing in the playoffs for the first time since 2002. So all my sports heads out there, specifically my football heads, I'm a really, you know, sum it up for you all. So that's my week. You know, how was your week?
Oh, man. My week was long, of course. Very draining. You know, we're still going through this medical process and been doing a lot of backwards and forth just to get blood work drawn and let them monitor me. And I just told him about what was going on because I kind of figured he would take it kind of hard, you know. And, you know, he didn't take it too well. And, you know, trying to deal with, you know, that with him and, you know, just trying to explain how, you know, life happens and so on and so forth. And then I went and got my son from Florida today. I didn't go like to my dad's house. We have a farm. I told you about this before. We have a farm in North Florida, and that's where I drove to pick him up. It's like 3 hours and 45 minutes away from me. So I drove it straight there, and then coming back, we made stops and, you know, yada yada. So it kind of took us a while, and running into Atlanta traffic. So we really got home about 7, a little bit after 7, just because it was so much going on and the stops that we made, making sure he was straight and stuff like that. So I pretty much got on the road at 9:30 this morning and came back at 7 tonight, which I really don't mind riding in the daytime. I actually love riding on the highway in the daytime. It's the at night that I don't like. So,
no, I'm the opposite. That's funny.
Yeah, it's the at night. I don't like the whole at night situation when you're on the highway, especially in Georgia. It's not it's not something that I like to do. So, you know, we ate good and, of course, you know, had conversations and trying to get him in a good space, in a better space than, you know, what he was, and not trying to add too much pressure on that. And so I'm exhausted because I've been driving all day. And when I'm on the road, I don't care who with me, I'm going to drive.
Okay. You don't ride shotgun at all, huh?
No, not when I'm on the highway. I don't like to ride shotgun. If I have somebody ride with me, it's just really to ride with me to keep me company. I do all the driving, so it's no matter day or night, I'm going to
I like to switch off, but all right. Okay.
Yeah, I'm used to it, though. I mean,
I like
I've been a road
I mean, I'll
warrior
do it, but I like to switch off. I like to switch off.
18 years
like
old, like, when we were, like, the Florida Hot Girls, the original Florida Hot Girls, and we would have to go to Tampa and Jacksonville and so on and so forth, and it would be, like, four or five of us, and I would always be the one to drive us to the club and drive us from the club, like, never fail. So, and that's,
like,
an 18, and continue from there. So I'll be 39 at the end of this month. So, I mean, I've
been
a road warrior for forever. So that's just probably why I only trust my driving on the highway, because people really be driving crazy and then want to blame somebody else. Like, you just cut him off. Why are you blaming him for riding your tail? So, yeah, that's how that go. But getting that stuff done, getting prepared, I have a trip coming up, but we're trying to see how that's going, being that they're trying to shut Cali down again, into the middle of January. So we're trying to see how that's going to play out, if we're going to just hold these meetings on a Zoom or whatever. But, you know, we got the packages and we got, you know, I forgot what you call them, the treatments and all that stuff already together. So I'm ready to get that popping. And I'm just looking forward to getting rest this week, but I'm not sure how much rest I'll get, being that the kids will be back home because they've been gone for 2 weeks. So you already know it's turn-up season for them. They got so many clothes and toys and this and that. I'm just like, oh my God. Shout out to the people that got their stimulus checks and, you know, doing what they're supposed to do and, you know, getting ahead of
the
game.
Anyway, it's all good.
Yeah, I didn't either. So, you know, it's all good. I'm not tripping. But, That's pretty much my week, man. I'm looking. I need to really get another intro song. I'll say it. Oh, I need an intro song, and then I just don't bother. But I need to get another intro song for the show. And, yeah, get at me if you want to hold this intro song down. I mean, my cousin and, on the intro song now, and he's been on the intro for about 2 years. So I really think 2021, we need to switch up the intro song.
Something new. I can feel that. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, let's take some take some suggestions, I guess, and what can be the best transition to a new intro song to make this 2021 a little different. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm kind of like excited, but it really doesn't feel like anything has changed. Another year of the Aquarius. So if you thought last year was something, hold on to your seats. The age of Aquarius, the year of Aquarius, it's always up and down. So where people is like so ready to get out of 2020 into 2021.
I was.
Hold on to the edge of your seat.
I wasn't mad at 2020 like that. I mean, I felt for other people who had maybe a tough time 2020, but 2020, wasn't bad for me, to be honest. But I was still ready to turn the page. Yeah, I was still ready to turn the page and, you know, transition to something different. It definitely
at all.
Wow, that's crazy. People were saying that. You know, when I was at my
I celebrate New Year's. Our New Year's, astrology New Year, the real New Year is March 20th. You know, that's the astrology New Year.
Yeah,
this
that's close
is
to the equinox.
Calendar New Year. So,
yeah.
I haven't felt the switch at all.
I have.
So I'm really like,
interesting. I mean, that's good. I like having two different dynamics. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's interesting. You know, I love not agreeing. You know what I'm saying? And just seeing from your point of view. But I definitely.
I haven't felt the switch. It feels the same. I've been working. I actually cook for Friday. I cook like a whole spread, and that shit is like damn near gone, like for real, because people kept coming by getting pleats. I gave somebody one, and then everybody else came by. Like, it was like they didn't want to come when nobody else was here, you know, with the whole COVID situation. So people was coming by getting pleats. That shit is damn near gone, Jeff. And I cooked a lot of food. So.
Nice.
What's up, Smooth?
Smooth the Hustler on second.
Yeah, it's me. It's me.
I got to get this energy up tonight, man. I'm the only person with energy. You know,
I got it.
No, nigga, I mean, it ain't no energy in 2021. I mean, fuck, 2020 was so long. Fuck.
I'm gonna bring
the only good thing about 2021 is the motherfucker made it out of 2020 alive.
Right.
Like you said that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, shit could be
New Year's Eve.
Fuck
New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve. 2020 was the highlight of last year. Getting out of it.
Fucking Bitcoin jumped up to $34,000 last night.
Mm.
$34,000.
I told you, I'm in that lane right now. So you know, I'm in that frequency right now. So yeah, we're gonna be talking money this year too, Smooth. I just want you to know that. So
yeah, all right, well, it depends on what type of money we're talking. But so that bitch jumped up to $34,000 last night, and man, that's getting outrageous.
Yeah,
that's getting outrageous right there. Like that bitch
we'll
gonna crash eventually.
Yeah, because, you know, I don't know. We're going to have to see. I still don't know if the world is ready for Bitcoin yet. When I think of, like, Bitcoin and some of
the world.
Go, put me on.
The world is ready. Oh, the world is ready. Too many, like, the thing is, man, you have too many big companies now, too many countries now that's actually starting to invest in Bitcoin to where it's getting to the point where it's going to be too big to crash. But...
Well,
that shit is going to crash.
Look, here's what I, you know, just on the outside looking in, you know, it seems like you're definitely more connected when it comes to Bitcoin than I am. But on the outside looking in, this reminds me of the turn of the century, 99 to 2000, Y2K and all that, and the dot-coms. You know what I'm saying? When all the dot-coms was coming out,
the bubble.
Wasn't ready for it
just
yet. But now, you know what I'm saying? Of course, now, in the future, you know what I'm saying, we here. You know what I'm saying? We kind of past it. We're on the apps now. You know, we past it .com. It's all about having the app. But that's kind of where I'm at with the Bitcoin. Like, it's here, but it still seems like it's about 5 years away from really taking over. You know what I'm saying? So that's my,
I'm not really concerned about it taking over, because eventually everybody's been trying to get rid of paper money. United States government tried to get rid of paper money like 15 years ago. You know what I'm saying? When they tried to pass a bill, but that shit was shut down. So then after that, that's when they started introducing debit cards. Because before debit cards, the only card you had was a credit card. So they already got you conditioned to get away from money. Fuck that. I like my cash in my hand. That's because when the internet go down and you lose power, that you ain't got no money. Nothing.
That's a fact.
So,
you know,
but when I say crash, I'm talking about right now it's at $34,000. You see what I'm saying? They're actually projecting that bitch to make it up to like $200,000 by the time 2025 roll around. You see what I'm saying?
So it's $34,000 a share right now?
It's $34,000 a coin as of last night. You see what I'm saying?
$34,000 a coin.
But,
okay, so it's different from the
like
shares.
When I say crash, I'm talking about the motherfuckers that's trying to get in right now. Like the people that's getting in at $34,000, like, no, David. That shit going to go back down to probably like around $6,000 or $7,000, but for everybody that got in past $15,000, they feelings about to get hurt.
Okay, well look, some business news from Smooth. You know what I'm saying, on the check in. But what's up, Black? What's up with this topic tonight?
Yeah,
man,
this sound like some gay shit all over. This sound like that nigga. This sound like that fucking topic where the dude had moved in with the wife. Remember? You remember that story?
Okay.
Yeah, he's been cuckolded right now. All right, tell the story.
Oh yeah, right. I remember that. Yeah, that was an interesting story.
Yeah.
Y'all childish.
Explain
so tonight's topic is, will you move your mate in if you're roommating with the same sex? Or would you move a friend in with your mate? So, like, if, like, I'm a chick, you know what I'm saying, and I was roommating with a chick, would I move my dude in? Or if me and my dude was together and we already lived together, would I move a chick in?
Jack Tripper, Steve, you know, shout out to Mr. Thurley. All right, yeah, let's talk about it. You know what I'm saying?
Now, men have this certain bond, right? And so the topic came up because I was like, oh, you know, I miss, you know, having, you know, I kind of miss having a man in the house with me. But then again, I kind of don't because so much would change, yada, yada. So we was having this conversation, as I normally do on Facebook. And, you know, people were inboxing me, so on. So I phased this question. And it seems like for men have a better understanding. Now, some men are still snakes, you know what I'm saying? And some men will go and do things, you know what I'm saying, behind their homeboy back, and they good at their homeboy never finding out. But for the most part, like, men have more trust in men. You know, that's my homie, he already know. My main chick, my side chicks, they off limits. He ain't going to cross that line. You know what I'm saying? Like,
shit.
They have this bro code. So, and that's not, like,
no.
The response that I was getting last night. Like, men, like, you know, hey, that's my homie, yeah. You know, if me and my girl live together, then I'm helping my homie out. He already know, you know, don't try my girl. And if, you know, I move my girl in and me and my homie roommate, you know, he already know. Like, that's like the response I was getting. The response I was getting in my inbox, right? And so I went on to tell them, like, it's different when it comes to women, because women, and I think Smooth said this before, like, no matter how it goes, it's still a competition. Like, it's a silent competition. I don't care how you look at it. I don't care who it is. You know what I'm saying? If you have an alpha female that's, you know, doing things one way, and then you have another female that actually is looking at this female doing things this way, she's going to want what she has. And I felt like, you know, for a long time, I felt like, you know, no, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, act smooth. I used to have a lot of women around me at one point. You know what I'm saying? Because I was one of those people like, you know, no, like, she ain't studying what I'm doing. And I always was trying to put women on. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, let's get to it, da-da-da. And over time, I had to learn to listen to Smooth about a lot of this, and I had to learn to back down. You know what I'm saying? Because every single situation was the same. They will say, nah, dog, I never mess with anybody that you mess with, but their actions were something completely different, right? And so I was explaining about a situation that I had, you know what I'm saying, actually not too long ago, about maybe a month ago, where, you know what I'm saying, it was a situation with my peoples, with my baby daddy, and the situation went like this. You know what I'm saying? Chick was like, I never want nothing that you want. You know what I'm saying? I never want anybody that you want. Cool. You know what I'm saying? The understanding is there. So when you in, you know what I'm saying, when you round somebody like that and you got the understanding, you feel like that ain't got to go nowhere. You know who my peoples is. You know what I'm saying? So when somebody say this my peoples, you already know whoever. They off limits. Whether she got one main dude and a side dude, whether she got two main dudes, whatever. You know them people is off limits under all circumstances. So one night, my dude was sitting on the bed with me. And so I'm calling her, right, because we all done, you know what I'm saying, been around each other, chilled or whatever, whatnot, nothing spectacular. So I'm like, oh, he down here trying me. She was like, oh, I'm finna come kick his ass. But she walked downstairs butt naked. So he was like, whoa. He was like, I am not looking. Oh, my God, I am not looking. So I'm sitting here to myself. Now, the old me would have reacted different, and I'm going to let Smooth tell you how the old me would have reacted so you wouldn't think I'm playing. But I'm just sitting here. So we laughing, and she's just, like, standing here for about a good 15 minutes talking. You know what I'm saying? So she said me and her got the same thing. Hers just bigger than mine, right? And he was like, no, wow. You know what I'm saying? So we talking, and then she made her way to sit on the bed right next to him. And she laying all back on the bed and everything like that. So he nudging me, but I'm still not saying nothing because a piece of me want to see where this is going. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, we ended that shit or whatever. So the next thing that came out of his mouth, the next thing, she walked off. She walked off, right? So he looked at me. No, it's nobody that I sleep with. So that's that. That's, you know what I'm saying? If it was somebody that, you know what I'm saying, I was turned on by, then, you know, I'd be like, oh, okay, that's all you had to say. Let's get it. But at the same time, even if I was turned on by her, it's a way that you do things. You got to talk to me before he get here. You know what I'm saying? You don't like that snake shit. You know what I'm saying? You don't jump down on, you know what I'm saying, when he get here. So now you on some snake shit. So your mouth saying one thing, your action saying another, right? So he goes, he say, she made a comment. She made a comment. So I was like, I said, get in bed and lay down. And then she goes, yeah, everybody that get in this bed goes straight to sleep. I had to say that, right, because I'm going to come back to that.
Oh, okay.
So when she left, he goes,
that was a sneak thing?
So that's how y'all getting down in here? So I said, what you mean? That's like, I'm not thinking that way. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, he thinking like, oh, okay, so it goes down like this. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, no. I said, that threw me off. He said, that was bad. That was real bad. And it's not that she's an ugly individual, but if a nigga deal with me, more than likely he like thick chicks. You know what I'm saying? She's not a thick chick whatsoever. You know what I'm saying? She got extra weight on her, but she not thick like in the right places. You know what I'm saying?
She's not thick. Wait, hold on. She's not slim thick.
No.
Difference.
It's a difference. So he kind of like upset, but he like, because he trying to figure out what's going on. So I let it go or whatever. But he was like, you know, now I don't even feel comfortable because I don't want nobody looking at me. He said, I'm a grown man. You know what I'm saying? I know what a motherfucker throwing themselves look like. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was way out of pocket. So I said, I checked the situation. He said, but you should have checked it while I was there. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't think about it like that. Now, the old me. The old me would have did something different. But he and I were already in talks about living together. So that halted all of that conversation. You know what I'm saying? Because now, you know what I'm saying, you done showed me something different. Your mouth saying one thing, you done showed me something else. So when I said something, she was like, I don't know. Like, she didn't actually have much to say. She was just like, I wasn't thinking. That's it. So the look on your face, you look dumbfounded. So it was like you sized me up. But I said, okay, I'm going to let it go. Now, we was having this conversation on Facebook, and my homie was like, dog, you know she on your Facebook page, she probably feels some kind of way. Well, bitch, I don't give a fuck, because I'm going to talk about it until the cows
this
come home. Bitch, you tried
talk,
the situation, not me.
This is real talk in real time. Okay, talk about it.
Right. So if you're feeling tonight some type of way about how you trying some shit that failed, so everybody's like, maybe she was just super horny and she was trying a situation. You know what I'm saying? Trying a hand. No, hey, I don't doubt that. But, bitch, first of all, what is the comment, everybody that lay in this bed go to sleep? My dogs, like, you know what I'm saying, my close friends, brothers or cousins or whoever, if somebody come to my house, there's somebody I'm not sleeping with. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm dealing with who I'm dealing with. But for you to make a comment like that, who you hating? Because you trying to make it seem like, you know what I'm saying, it goes down in this motherfucker. Like, that's what you making it seem like. So, and my statement to that is, like, this somebody that I'm helping. You're not bringing no value to my life at all. You know what I'm saying? I'm helping you. So that shit threw me way left, and I was saying, like, I'm still helping the chick, you know what I'm saying? But I move different now when it comes to her and my people. You know what I'm saying? If it's just old nobody, like, you know, do you, whatever. But my people, I move different. So he come late at night when everybody sleep. You know what I'm saying? Because I still need him to be comfortable. You feel me? This right here is a permanent situation with him. You're not a permanent factor in my life, and never at any point would I throw away something that is a benefactor to me for a liability, something that I gotta assist. You know what I'm saying? So my thing was, when it comes to women, I would not be comfortable living with my man and moving no chick in, nor living with a chick and moving my man in. If me and him get to that point, we have that conversation again, and we decide, okay, we're going to live together, then she got to go, which yeah. will ultimately happen anyways. You know what I'm saying? Like, my help ain't a permanent situation. It's to help anybody, you know, help you get on your feet. Like, that's why you got to do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, before she came, I'm like, look, work on your credit. Just in case shit ain't where it's supposed to be, work on your credit. I don't want you to have to leave from with me and go stay with somebody else. I want you to leave from me and go get on your own feet, because that's the person that I am. Now, keep in mind, right, I put that conversation on hold, and I'm taking the high road. You know, people like, that's your house, why he coming in the middle of the night? Because I know she don't have nowhere to go. And the grown me is kind of like, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to, you know, make it happen and make it do what it do, because it's not inconveniencing me, you know what I'm saying, to move how I'm moving. But if you grown enough to feel some type of way by some shit you doing, then you need to work on your motherfucking accountability. You know what I'm saying? Because it ain't like you can do some shit like far left and then get mad when somebody talk about it. Get mad, scratch your ass. I'm going to say something where you can see it, because I don't like to talk behind people's back. You know what I'm saying? And flaw people call it being messy, but I call it being real. I'm not going to ever talk behind your back. You can talk behind, you know what I'm saying, people back, but I'm a real person. So for me, women can't stay together with opposite sex, because it can be 10,000 men out there in her city that want her or that she can deal with, but she going to want what you got.
Well, it's the convenience.
She
going to
want what you got.
It's the convenience.
Like, period. You know what I'm saying?
It's the convenience. You know, if Smooth want to go first, you know what I'm saying, he can go, but if not, then I'll
No,
him.
No. I'm going to let you go first. The only thing I got to say is, you know what I'm saying, Untamed Finance, you dig, or I'll get your credit right. So holler at me. But other than that,
okay, you need to send me a little fly on that.
I got you. Don't even worry about it. All right. So, handle your business, mom.
Black-owned business. You know what I'm saying? I like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Mo. So, what's your take on either way?
All right. Well, look. First off, I'm coming up from my viewpoint. You know what I'm saying? So this is my viewpoint. This ain't, you know what I'm saying, trying to deter nobody for how they think, but this is how I am. You know what I'm saying? So first off, I can't do a roommate thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, hashtag happily married man. It's just funny that you came up with this topic at this particular time, because at this point, I'm like, damn, I'm loving my little situation I got right now. I love my wife. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to divorce my wife or separate from my wife. But shit, like, I want to make it a way where, you know what I'm saying, where I got my place and she got her place. And
okay,
connect,
but when
saying?
I said that, Mo, when I said I would want a space like that, you was like, nah, Black, you got to be
it's
in
me.
The same place if you met. Oh, look at the kettle calling the pot,
okay.
Black.
Well, maybe, yeah. So, you know, maybe this was up eye opener. So I'm like, 2021, I got to figure some shit out. But anyway, that's for another show. So, I can't do the roommate thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to come off too OG, but I'm just too OG for that shit, man. I ain't with the dorm life. You know what I'm saying? Like, college is over for me. You know what I'm saying? So I can't do that. I'm too old for that shit. I need my own space. I need to run the shit how I want to run it. You know what I'm saying? And then secondly, if that is the case, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm taking it back, because that would be me 20 years ago, you know what I'm saying? If I was just like, damn, I had to do this, you know what I'm saying? And I had to get a roommate at the time because my finances wasn't on point just yet. So if that's the case, then I'm like, it's convenient. You know what I'm saying? What it is, look, it like, this is how it is. Snoop Dogg got a great song where he talks about this. It's one of the No Limit Masterpiece Snoop Dogg albums, but it's called Trust Me. It's got Sugar Free on it. And the hook says, I wish you wouldn't trust me so much. You know what I'm saying? And that's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you in the same spot, as intimate, as chill, you know what I'm saying? Y'all comfortable. Y'all might be having drinks one night. Y'all might be smoking some trees one night. Y'all might just be conversating one night. Shit just get comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Where like, oh, shit, like this. And if anytime you got some drinks or anything like that involved, any type of drinks or weed or whatever, that's just going to be an aphrodisiac for that. That's just going to like, that's a true serum right there. You know what I'm saying? So that's automatically going to just make shit just, okay. You know what I'm saying? You're going to start just seeing shit that you probably wouldn't even see before. You know what I'm saying? And then it's going to go down. You know what I'm saying? Because you got adults. Anytime you got just adults just there, it's bound to happen. You know what I'm saying? If it's an attraction. Now, if it's not an attraction, then you just like, nah, you know what I'm saying? But if it's an attraction, that shit is dead. So I would never.
Yeah, he was kind of dead on that shit. He was like, yeah, no, that ain't my flavor.
That ain't
you know
real.
What I'm saying? But then I'm saying, man, like, what if that would have been your flavor and the shit went down
yeah.
like that?
You would have been like,
you know what I'm saying?
You only as... Only is I don't want to say loyal. You only is faithful as your choices. You know what I'm saying? So that's real. That's some real ass shit. You know what I'm saying? You only as faithful as your choices. That's how the shit go. You know what I'm saying? So if there was a situation.
So
where he
women can't do
like
it
that.
With a third party. You know what I'm saying? But what do you think
neither
about me?
Can do it with a third party. It's just the essence of humans. You know what I'm saying? Like you gotta have that natural instinct. That's just what it is. So you can't make it too comfortable like that. My mom even told me that shit. My mom put me on some game like that back in the day. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you never bring your homeboys all around your female like that. You know what I'm saying? It's just the nature of the beast. You know what I'm saying? That's
Let me
how
take
it is.
This caller real quick. Hi, caller. Thank you for calling Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and More Beans. Did you have a comment or are you just listening in?
Oh, I have a few comments. I mean, every time I call them, I have something to say.
All right, what do you got to say?
Third and D.
To answer your question, okay, I can put this. If I was dating a chick and she had a female roommate and she proposed the suggestion of me moving in, I would have to quote a wise man and saying, hell nah, to the nah, nah, nah. Reason being because that is I don't know what the name is, but that's a recipe for disaster or whatnot.
Exactly.
The three of us living in the same house. And don't get me wrong, I'm no Rico Suave. I'm nowhere near. But at the same time, it's recipe for disaster for the simple fact that, let's be serious, not all, but many females can be conniving. And so all it takes for her to say the right thing, 9 out of 10 times, who does the female believe, her man or her female friend? That's going to leave me ass
nigga,
out.
My nigga.
Yeah, she gonna believe the dude, bro. I done did some shit. She's going to listen to me.
Okay, can I give you a scenario or whatnot? Hypothetically speaking, let's say I do move in with her or whatnot. My shorty's at work or visiting family or whatever. I'm in my bedroom. I'm in our bedroom. The other chick is in her bedroom. Now, someone down the line, my shorty may come home or whatever, and this other chick could come out and say, oh, your man tried this, your man tried that. The whole time, I'm in my room minding my damn business. Or whatnot. Now, with that,
right.
Who's she going to believe, me or her? So I'm far from stupid.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be a conversation to be had, but so for me, let me answer this question. For me, it's going to be a conversation to be had. But, like, my baby daddy, I know how he is. He's so laid back and low-key. He's very, you know, unproblematic. He don't even cuss. You know what I'm saying? He is just, like, chill. But, you know, he's very debonair. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, from the first time that they seen each other, I seen her. You know what I'm saying? She was just laughing at everything he said. I said, oh, she like him. You know what I'm saying? So the reason I sat there, because I was like, I'm finna see how far this going to go. You know what I'm saying? I'm finna see what's happening in my head. I'm not clicking in like, you know, the old me would have been like, ah, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Ah, fuck no. You got me fucked up. Yeah, bitch, you got to go. You know what I'm saying? I was really sitting trying to see how he was going to respond to it. Like, you know, she cool with me, but not to the point where I would want to sleep with her. Yeah, no, that's not going to ever happen. But I was trying to see, what he was gonna do, and he kept the shit respectful. He like from the time when she walked down, he seen her naked, and then he just like never looked at her again. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, no, this ain't that. No, no. So you know, that's what I was trying to see, because you can never say what a person would do until they're in a situation. I could have been right there. He could have been a dude that just watched her the whole time. Like, you know what I'm saying? Hey, shit, what this is? It's going down in here. He could have went with it. You know what I'm saying? But he wasn't on none of that. You know what I'm saying? So for me, that speaks volumes even more about his character. Even though I know him very well, that speaks volumes. You know what I'm saying? You know, to whole new levels. And for him to say, hey, I'm not even comfortable, you know what I'm saying, being in said situations like that, you know what I'm saying, I prefer not to even have to be, you know what I'm saying, around them folks like that, because I don't want nobody to, what you're saying, you know, feel no type of way, make up nothing, X, Y, and Z. And that was his words. As a man, not saying like, you know, on no crazy shit, he's like, no, like, you know, my family there now, so I don't want any issues with my family. And out of respect, I had to respect that and find ways to move around the situation for right now. You know what I'm saying? So I get what you're saying. I get it, right? But we put the conversation on hold, especially with everything that we're dealing with right now on a personal level, you know, with ourselves in general. But when I was having the thought process of having in-house, you know what I'm saying, I'm like, huh, how would I do that, you know? And she was like, man, if I got somebody here, he better move in over here and we hold it down. No, I'm not that much of a convenience for you. If you get a man, he better be able to motherfucking hold his own shit down. He's supposed to move you into place, not move in my place. You know, he got to move you into place. And that's just what it is, and it's just how I was raised. You know what I'm saying? A man's supposed to hold a certain amount of accountability, and women don't hold these men to that accountability. But it was one of those things that you know, I just was like, I wanted to talk about it, because I did.
This is a place to bring it, you know what I'm saying? Like,
so Smooth, man, what you got to say? Because you stayed out for last, so go.
On the sideline.
All right, man, look. Let's be honest about one thing. If I'm going to look at it from a male perspective, because I'm a fucking male, right? 20 years ago, I found out that men ain't men. You see what I'm saying? I found out that my dad was lying as far as the rules, the code of conduct that every man followed. You see what I'm saying? So it was like a culture shock to find out that men actually act like bitches. It was a culture shock to find out that men was talking like bitches. It was a culture shock to find out that men acted emotional like bitches. But at the same time, nobody wants anything that's undesirable. Okay, so if one person likes it, then all of a sudden that object becomes desirable. All right, you was in a situation where you got a man, you like the man. You may not talk about the man, but the man makes you feel good, the man makes you smile more, and you have somebody around that actually sees that. They see how you're acting different, they see how you're smiling more, they see how the individual's bringing benefit to your life. Okay. Now, as a habitual cheater, right, because this is what I do. I fuck for fun, okay? I fuck for fun. Motherfuckers be like, oh, my God, I can't believe you did it. Yes, you can, bitch. I told you this before it happened. But at the end of the day, what I allow, because first of all, I ain't about to lay up in the house with another man, period. Like, look, the only dude that I would allow inside my house would be my little brother, only because, you know what I'm saying, motherfucker wind up doing 20 years and shit like that, and, you know, motherfucker get out, all right, okay, cool, I'm going to put you on your feet. But other than that, I'm not about to let no man stay in my house because you's a fucking man. I'll let a man, don't get me wrong, I would let a man sleep in his car
in my driveway. Because it, look, hey, bro, I don't want you to fuck around and have your shit towed by police or some shit. You see what I'm saying? But you can sleep in my driveway in your car. I got you on that. You see what I'm saying? Hey, bro, look, you need to take a fucking shower? I got you. But that's as far as that shit goes. Y'all laughing, but I'm serious, because at the same time,
you said
men need to be held accountable. I'll hold you up. Boy, look, I'm a cold-blooded-ass nigga. The way my brain works, right, it's an insult. I'm insulting you if I help you out too much. You see what I'm saying? If I help you out too much, that means I don't have any confidence in you. You see what I'm saying? If I have confidence in you and you going through some shit, I'm going to let you work it out. Now, if it gets to the point where I feel as if you can't handle it, step in. You see what I'm saying? So that's how I grade. That's how the niggas that I fuck with, they know they standards with me. If they're like, I'll listen to your problems or some shit like that, you know what I'm saying? I'll give you some fucking advice if you ask for it. You know what I'm talking about? Now, if I give you advice and you don't take it, all right, okay, cool, whatever. It is what it is. But as far as the niggas playing in my house, no. Now, would I allow a bitch to stay in my house? Of course I allow a bitch to stay in my house. Of course she can stay in my house. But guess what? There's rules to this shit. Would I allow my bitch to be in the house with another bitch? That's how I live right now. You see what I'm saying? I ain't got a problem with that. But then at the same time, I know the consequences of my actions. I know without a shadow of a doubt, there's always going to be some competitiveness. I know these hoes are going to be competing. I know a motherfucker's going to fuck around and do some shit to piss her off. She's going to do some shit to piss the other bitch off. And then they're going to try to come to me to play mediator. No, I don't get involved in bitch business. I don't get involved in bitch business. I don't get involved in kid politics. When my kids fight and shit, I let them handle that shit on their own. So if a bitch going to fight, man, y'all take care of that shit on your own. Don't get me involved in this fuckery. But that being said, I wouldn't allow myself to be put in a situation where a roommate, somebody who I ain't fucking, to be in the house with a bitch that I am fucking. No. If we fucking, that's something totally different. But if I ain't fucking you, you see what I'm saying? And I'm fucking another bitch, no, I'm not about to let y'all motherfuckers cohabitate, because the one person who ain't getting the dick is going to start to want the dick. Or want the bitch. And that's going to cause some type of friction. Like, No. In your situation, Black, that was some funny ass shit. I ain't going to lie to you. Like, as soon as the bitch would have came in the room butt ass naked, boy, look, I would have got naked. Oh, bitch,
if
is
you
what we
do?
Doing?
Oh, yeah.
No, but mind you, I would have got naked just because that's the type of nigga I am. I'm getting naked. I ain't going to fuck the bitch, but I would have got naked. Also, bitch, you naked? Bam. All right, now explain yourself. Why the fuck you came up in there naked? Because apparently you feel comfortable being butt-ass naked, so now I'm butt-ass naked,
that's
too.
That's what he
now
said.
Explain, right. Now explain to me why the fuck you came up in there butt-ass naked in front of the class. No, don't sit down, bitch.
Did she explain, Black, why she was butt-ass naked? Like, why she came
No, because Black.
Nah,
Black,
she was just looking crazy when I went up to talk to her, and she kind of, like, was hesitant about getting off the phone. And then she was just looking crazy, and she was just like, I don't know, I just wasn't thinking like that, like on that type of time. Like, you had nothing to say. You had something to say at all times. I guess she thought, you know what I'm saying?
She was just walking,
you know, someone to look
like,
at you and be like, well, she bigger than me, so you never know what we're going through their head. I have
right.
No
people
idea.
Only walk around really butt-ass naked.
I wasn't there for the conversation. Nobody was there for the conversation. Originally, Black was talking about, man, the nigga said some shit about handling up on someone. Well, why did you call into the room again? The nigga said he was going to hand up. Because
I'm like, he trying me down here. She was like, oh, I'm finna come down there. We finna jump him. So
right.
You came to jump
right.
My nigga butt naked?
Yeah, exactly.
That's some wrestling.
You called him. You called him for reinforcement. That bitch thought, well, like, oh, well, it's about to go down. Let me take your fucking clothes off. Hey, the thing is, I'm going to tell you how my mind works. If a bitch called me talking about, hey, bro, man, look, girl, trying to take me down and shit. She talking shit. All right,
I'm on my way. But when I come in that room, I'm butt ass naked. that's real shit. So in that standpoint, I understand. I'm like, all right, okay, cool. This bitch is literally thought you was still trying to fuck off the base of the conversation. But like, nah, that situation should have been handled right then and there. Like, no, bitch. Explain to the class why you naked.
That's what he said. I said, because I'm trying to be, you know, I'm trying to be mindful, you know what I'm saying, or whatever, and I'm like, you know, I done grown a lot. Smooth, how I would have handled this, how I would have handled this years ago.
Now, I cannot confirm nor deny the allegation, but
I've grown.
That's good. That's maturity.
And I'm proud for the growth that I have been in.
That's
not
good,
if
man.
She
keep
was
growing.
Any random chick, the shit, you know, I probably would have reverted back, but, you know what I'm saying, no random. So I've grown, so I was like, in my head, I was like, all right, I'm going to check this bitch when he leaves. Because I just feel like I wasn't trying to be, like, you see, I still never called her name. You know what I'm saying? I don't like I'm gonna have a conversation because that's what I do. I'm a conversationalist. But I didn't want to, like, embarrass nobody. You know what I'm saying? I ain't want to do all of that because it's not that serious to me. He ain't going. So, you know what? I'm finna be all extra fun. He clearly could have went. He ain't going. You know what I'm saying? So it wasn't that serious to me. It was a ha-ha moment, but he didn't find it funny.
No, because it's not funny. Look, it ain't funny. Hey, boy, look. Man, the fucked up thing about it is man, there's so many. I've been put in so many different situations, right, similar to this. Some of them work out good. Some of them work out bad. But the ramifications, there's always a ramification to my audible. That nigga, that play was a fucking audible. It came out of nowhere. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord have mercy
but
on
I
my phone. That shit came out of nowhere. But yeah,
I
you
wouldn't
said,
even
you
did that with nobody
it.
That I live with because this my people. Like this, you know what I'm saying? This is my main folks. Like he, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He has to be around often. You know what I'm saying? And I already know that you really, really feeling them. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, a nigga come around, you laugh at everything
right.
They say. 2 hours straight, you laughing at every single thing they say. You already know a motherfucker like really feeling. Yeah, I wouldn't even put myself in that situation. But at the same time, if it would have been somebody that wouldn't stand with me and I was attracted to, you know, it really could have went down. You know, I just told him. We gonna have more threesomes in 2021. You know what I'm saying? I don't mind, but you got to fact check to make sure that, you know what I'm saying, you the one for me. Because if you ain't for me, then, you know, you ain't gonna be for him. You know, I know his taste, so, you know.
Man, look, fuck that. Like, nigga, that shit was supposed to be rectified right then and there. Like, hey, bitch, if you ain't call her down here to fuck, well, why is this coming down here butt-ass naked?
Right, you saying you would have said something. He was just like, oh, hell no. Like, he was mumbling and he kept, you know, hitting me with his knee. Like, and I'm just sitting there and I'm talking. I just kept talking. I'm just watching this shit unfold. And she just got on the bed and laid back on the bed and shit. I'm like, damn,
like,
she don't go. He wasn't going.
I had to
answer to that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to talk about this shit as many times as I want to because I had to answer to that. You cause friction, you know what I'm saying, in a situation. Now he's thinking that this shit go down like this. I ain't never touched
right.
you in my life. I ain't trying
but
to
like,
touch
that's
you.
The
you
thing.
Know what I'm saying?
That's the thing. When you leave a situation wide open for another nigga mind to start to wander, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like now, nigga, like how many times has this bitch came down here? Am I the only nigga, you know what I'm saying, that came in this bitch, why this bitch butt ass fucking naked? Like, is this what we doing, man?
That's exactly
what
he said.
You know what I'm saying? If this is what we doing, why the fuck am I just now being notified about this shit, by this bitch coming down butt ass fucking naked?
Right.
So, like, no. Nah, man.
And
no,
then plus,
yeah,
before she came, he had already said that there was, he's like, man, I know how women are, man, that's not going to be no good idea to bring her down here. da da da. I was like, you know, she trying to start over X, Y, Z. And then that was even more fuel to the flame. That's why he's like, no, nah, I ain't even comfortable. I'm like, but shit, I ain't finna, you know, stop seeing my folks because, you know, X, Y, Z. I'm just going to maneuver around it till it's time for, you know what I'm saying, them to get up and go. That's all. That just means the buck stops here. You know, whether it's summertime or the end of the lease, you know, you got to go your way. You can't go to the, you know what I'm saying, you can't go to the next level because it ain't going to work out. But I ain't going to do that with nobody, though. I can't do that with no chick. No chick, no chick no more. Like, if I help you, it won't be living with me, helping you. That's just a wrap. So
but I recall you talking about I recall you talking about credit repair and helping people, you know what I'm saying, getting their credit up. So is this bitch doing what the fuck she got to do to get her credit right?
But that's the thing, like, I don't see it. I don't even see that, and that's what's making me like, yeah, I'm really wiping my hands with it because it's like, it's not my duty to feel sorry for nobody. I just want you to get your shit together. And if you're around here trying to buy shit and splurge, you can't live like me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you trying to do all the things. Like, focus on getting you right. You know, anybody that come around me, my intention is to help them be a better person. I don't care who you are, woman or man. And that's just me. That shit generally backfires on me. But see, this time I was like, you know, I'm not spending, you know, no money, no none of the extra shit. I want everybody to do well in life because that's just genuinely where my heart at. If I can do something to help you do right, great. But if you show me that in this time you ain't on it, I don't care. It's been two going on 3 months. 3 months. You should have already done had your credit paid off and had them working on your credit. That takes 6 months for the noodle, 3 to 6 months. That shit should have already been in play.
Or she could
have been
like,
when you're serious about getting your life together, but she more worried about love. So I'm going to let you figure that out.
But the thing is, man, the sad thing about help is sometimes helping somebody actually hurts them. You see what I'm saying? You provide the safety net that don't allow them to instinctually go into survival mode or stay in survival mode. That's why I asked about, you know what I'm saying, as far as I know, because you said it on quite a few times that, you know what I'm saying, you're helping motherfuckers get their credit right or some shit. So is this bitch actually going through the process of doing that, you know what I'm saying, the dispute letters and shit, you see what I'm saying, the trade lines, et cetera, et cetera. And if
I don't think so.
You know. But if not, then you need to charge that bitch. And you know, look at that bitch. This is how much I'm going to charge you per month.
No, she paid. I ain't doing all of that. She paid. I just put, it's like 60-40 right now. You know what I'm saying? No, she paid
bills.
No, I'm
talking about as far as, I'm talking about pay to get that credit right. You see what I'm
but that's
like,
not my duty, though. If I put you in position to win, you got to want to win.
Right, well,
I'm not
going to
hold your hand.
You tell that bitch, I'll hold a hand for $200 a month. What's that? Fuck what you're talking about.
I ain't
going to
hold nobody's hand, man. You got to get on that shit. If
yeah.
I put you in position,
you
on the court now. You in center stage. You can either get your life right or you're going to walk off this stage and be in the same predicament you was in before you got on here. That's the same option I give anybody that I open up the door to help. And most people end up walking off the stage because they don't understand what it takes to really go. You know, I just paid $6,000. Just paid the last of $6,000 on Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? Getting cards and getting shit cleared up because I don't like taking debt into the next year. Just got all kind of shit, you know what I'm saying, cleared off, paid off, all the above D. And at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, I sit down and I'm like, you see me shopping, but for my kids and for my house, you know what I'm saying? I haven't even got myself anything in a while because I know my year, the same thing, it's the same routine for me. I don't care about putting this money in here. You know what I'm saying? I need to get another TV for my living room. Guess what? It ain't at the price that I wanted to be at, so I ain't moving yet. I ain't losing no sleep. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't have to just jump on shit that, you know, we feel like, okay, just to have material shit. If you're around me, you'll understand this life is not easy to live. I have my moments where I be fucked up, and I have my moments where I be great. So I'm never broke. I just have moments where I skip a little. That's all. But when you know, like you don't know what it took for me to get here. So you can't just come in and see how I'm living and just be like, oh man, you know this nigga here looking out for her. This nigga taking care of her. She tell this nigga, okay, you know, I need my shit moved, and he come move the whole house, and you know, da 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 da, and you know, you just making moves and you go buy whatever. That shit that didn't come overnight. None of this shit came overnight. So I don't want nobody to look at me or come around me and see how I'm living and doing what I'm doing and think, okay, it's easy. It's not easy. Them shit's rewards for all the bullshit that you go through. No, it ain't easy. Like, at all. You know how many times I done put this man to the side to, you know, pay attention to something else, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, go back when I feel like it. You know, it wasn't easy for us to get to the point that we at right now, you know what I'm saying, because it just wasn't like that. So, you know, nothing is given. Everything is earned. And, you know, it was just an open conversation that I wanted to have because that was something. And I said, you know, I got to get back into sharing stories because, you know, y'all tend to like when I share stories on shit that's going on.
Man, look. But, like, hey, I wanted some popcorn, you hear me? Because, like, when this motherfucker talking about the bitch came down butt-ass naked, I said, oh, shit.
Yeah, right? I was like, okay. Like,
that motherfucker talking about she laying back and her titties popped up.
If it was something that was attractive to me, though, I'm going to tell you. If it was something that I wanted, man, I would have let him hit her. We would have hit her. And then after that, I would have checked her. Bitch, you ain't getting no more.
Right. Right.
The old me. Like, I'm a savage. The old me. I used to have four women and one dude. My baby daddy and four women lined up, knocking them down. My baby daddy knocking them down by himself. I've never had multiple men. Always one man, and like it can be anywhere from two to four of us. That motherfucker standing in the paint. I trained him to be the beast
that he is today.
My oldest son, daddy. Yeah, I trained that man to be a whole beast. Yeah, I trained him to be a whole beast. Black. And he older than me. Right, but, man, I used to put that man in situations and be like, and I tell him before, if you fold, any time I put you in this situation, we ain't doing it no more. And I used to just test his limits. And I promise you that man stood in the paint every time. He was like, man, shit. He tell him, man, listen, ain't nobody going harder than my baby mama. But that baby daddy said, listen, if you want a motherfucker to be on some other shit, don't give him no threesome. Of course, he told me that after me and him separated because probably he didn't want me to give nobody else no threesome. But I stuck to that for a while, and I was like, I ain't giving nobody else no threesome. My baby daddy said, don't give a man a threesome because it's going to cause problems. My homie talking about, man, that nigga just said that shit because he ain't want nobody else to have fun. I was like, I don't know what I did. But, like, you know, me and, you know what I'm saying, this one right here, like, you know, turn up easy because he easy going. He on some GMO shit. He ain't on that. He ain't on that extra shit. I don't feel like I have to worry about him on no double back shit. That's why it's going to be a bitch that he don't even know, that can't even access him, period. You know what I'm saying? He's somebody with a bunch of money that's low-key as hell. He don't even fuck off on social media. So it's going to, you know what I'm saying, it's going to be hard to kind of get up with him, for real. It ain't no bunch of doubling backs. I don't want you getting comfortable or none of that. Yeah, no, you come handle your business and get the fuck gone. That's just how it is. Well, we turning up, 2021 equals more threesomes.
There we go. Hey, why not?
I don't know.
Why not? Not why.
I'm going to slow down on the point.
You said you slowing down? No more babies for you in 2021.
He better slow down on them shit. Every time he get in a threesome, he create children. What the hell?
Don't double back. Just keep going.
Let him feel the way he feels.
Man, Smooth said, good job. That kind of like, you know, like you aged this last year. You're like, I'm slowing down on the threesome.
I'm trying to do less for 2021. I'm just trying to do less. That's
man, Smooth said, hold on, I'm getting a little older. I gotta calm down a little bit. All right,
you know,
hey, man, ain't nothing wrong with that. You gotta pace yourself.
Do your thing, Mo.
All right, so, you know, once again, so this is the favorite part of the show, well, my favorite part of the show, world famous chop up. So this is the part of the show where I get a chance to just talk my shit. So like I said, you know, this is a interesting week, you know what I'm saying? A lot of shit going on as far as sports and stuff like that. But let me see what I'm going to start with. So first and foremost, I just want to give a rest in peace to a quick moment of silence to MF Doom. All right, yeah, that was that. But yeah, man, MF Doom.
Who the fuck is that?
Okay, I'm gonna put you on. So MF Doom, underground New York rapper, dude, real mysterious type of dude, man. To me, man, like his first off, to answer your question, he died on New Year's Eve. But actually, I believe he died on October 31st on Halloween. And his wife just kept it under wraps and didn't release the statement that he died until New Year's Eve. And MF Doom, like I say, he's like a New York underground rapper, you know what I'm saying? But what was interesting about him, I always said to me, like, his mysteriousness was awesome because he always wore a mask. I mean, you know, back in the day, you know, he hasn't been around for a minute. But, you know, when he really came to fame, he, you know, always wore a mask. And, like, all his albums, he always had a mask, so you never really knew what he looked like. You know, it's like he was a mysterious dude. Like, he would come and do shows, and sometimes it wouldn't even be him doing a show. You know what I'm saying? But if you want to check him out, you know what I'm saying, like, one of the classic albums is called Mad Villainy, and it's MF Doom, produced by Madlib. But, yeah, man, so just an interesting dude, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you don't know who he is, you know, check him out. He's got some – it was eerie that he would die. You know, the news came out on New Year's Eve. It just made the whole New Year's Eve just kind of eerie to me, you know what I'm saying, listening to his music, knowing that he just passed away, and knowing that he really passed away on Halloween. So, you know, I just wanted to, you know, just say RIP to MF Doom. And, you know, he just went to a different dimension, you know what I'm saying? If you really just analyze his style, you know, I think that's the way he preferred it, man. So so shout out to him, you know, MF Doom, all caps. Keeping in the rap game, you know, shout out. I haven't heard, because, you know, we just finished 2020, and usually we had a wrap-up. Well, we did have a wrap-up. I didn't hear the Skills wrap-up. You know, Skills, he started the wrap-ups probably, what, 2000? He's been doing it for a minute, man, like the early 2000s. But then the last couple years, Uncle Murder kind of took the torch. And you know what I'm saying? And I know Skills, I think, had one this year. I haven't got a chance to listen to it, but I definitely checked out the Uncle Murder version of the 2020 wrap-up, you know what I'm saying? And Uncle Murder, you know, he's not my total cup of tea as far as, like, music. You know, I couldn't hear a whole album of Uncle Murder, but the wrap-ups is always legendary, you know what I'm saying? So he just summed up the whole year, man. It's definitely interesting, you know what I'm saying? So if you want to, I definitely recommend just checking that out, man. It's just interesting to see somebody break down the highlights of the year and just make it all kind of make sense or whatever. So that was kind of interesting. Also, too, yo, man, we going into January 20th isn't too far away. January 20th is it's supposed to be like the first day of what, like the new president. That's when it's supposed to switch over. And maybe you could help me out with this. But January 6th is something going down in Washington or something like that. You know, I know I was reading something that Republican Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri will object to the Electoral College on January 6th. So I just want to know, you know, what's that all about? I mean, you been hearing anything about that? Is there any rumblings where Trump could try to veto this whole situation, or what's up with that?
Well, this is how this works. All right. On January 6th, that's when Congress actually counts the electoral votes. You're going to have a shitload of senators from the GOP section, a.k.a., you know, conservative Republicans or whatnot. They're gonna stand up. They're gonna be like, yeah, we don't agree with the votes. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna try to file a motion, all this other bullshit. It ain't gonna do nothing because this happens all the time. You see what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
They did it 4 years ago when Trump went into office, but this time it was on the liberal side. You know what I'm saying? Those motherfuckers stood up, and you know they called for a recount, a revote for when Hillary lost, all this other bullshit.
So it's more of just something to do. If anything gonna happen,
it's just a
fuck no. You see what I'm saying?
But it's just the last one.
Right, okay. Yeah, it is what it is. Like this, when the votes actually, when they really stopped counting the votes, you see what I'm saying? It was not even close, okay? Do I believe that, you know what I'm saying, some votes was fraudulent? Of course. That's in any fucking election. But we're talking millions upon millions. You see what I'm saying? When they finally actually finished the count and shit, it wasn't close.
Yeah.
It wasn't close. So call it a day. My nigga, all right, look.
Wow.
Look, we survived 8 years of the second Bush. We survived 8 years of Obama. We survived 4 years of Trump. And now it's time to survive during Biden and Kamala fucking Harris.
Yeah, man.
Man, fuck.
You just summed it up, man.
It's all about getting this money, right? It's all about getting this money. Now, a lot of people going
to
lose money. That one thing straight.
That's a fact.
But it's just all about you maneuvering around to make sure that you're not one of the motherfuckers that lose the money. Fuck it.
Yes.
Man, look, I'm going to embrace this shit, and I'm still going to make this money.
That's a fact.
Fuck it.
Hey, man, well put, man, well put. All right, so that's that. Speaking of also business news, I don't know if this is going to go through, man, because I think this information went public, and then once it went public, I think – you know, he probably lost all his leverage, you know what I'm saying? But shout out to Master P, you know what I'm saying? Master P spoke to ESPN, and he probably spoke a little too soon and probably should have just kept it under wraps. But supposedly Master P and Baron Davis are in negotiation to buy Reebok.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be a good purchase if it could happen. But I don't know, man. Now that the cat's out the bag, you know what I'm saying? Reebok going to probably analyze it like, okay, now people know, like, is somebody else going to bid and, you know, and go against the, you know, their bid and stuff like that. So now, it's probably not going to go through, in my opinion.
Time Reebok been up for sale, though. You see what I'm saying? So it is what it is.
Okay.
This ain't the first time a motherfucker to offer to buy Reebok in the last 5 to 6 years.
Yeah.
That's just like,
Reebok,
right. Reebok's always fucking up. That ain't no different than AT&T and DirecTV. Nigga, AT&T has been trying to sell DirecTV every fucking year since they bought it. So it is what it is.
I mean, that's a big time thing, because Reebok, you know, it's a brand, man, and it's a brand. If done the right way, it could definitely come back in a major way, but it's got to be
right,
done
but
the
it's
right
a
way.
Holding company. Like, everybody's talking about Master P and Baron Davis, but no, they're just a part of a holding company. It's multiple fucking people. You know what I'm saying? It's
multiple
people. Right. You see what I'm saying? That's going to make up the $6 billion to buy Reebok. Those two names are just the most popular fucking names.
Okay. Makes sense. Okay. Makes sense. Well, we'll see how it goes down. You know what I'm saying? Master P is definitely, you know, one of the illest hustle, especially out of the African American community that it is. The only thing that I question with Master P is his marketing. You know what I'm saying? And his love of the art. Now, what I'm trying to say is this. All right, well, maybe I'm getting it wrong. Maybe he markets well because, you know, definitely makes money. So you got to market to make money. But I don't understand if he understands the art form of it. Well, maybe that's where Baron Davis can come in and kind of show it. You know what I'm saying? Because Master P, like I said, with his music and everything, of course he made money and stuff like that. But when you look back, a lot of those projects, it was just like it was a factory, you know, instead of art, instead of theater, instead of, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's, you know what I'm saying? So that's the part. You know what I'm saying? So if he can just maybe get somebody to handle, you know, like Kanye, for example. You know what I'm saying? He understands the art form of the shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, it's a business, you know what I'm saying? But it's an artistic value that you got to have to it. So that's the only thing I question about Master P. But I can't question his, you know what I'm saying, his business acumen. That's the only thing, though. So we'll see how that goes. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely going to be on the lookout for that. I'm going to check out Reebok. So Reebok is definitely a public day. I'll have to check out that stock. You know what I'm saying? See what that's looking like. That could be an interesting stock to kind of keep your eye on. Also, too, speaking of the music, staying in the music, shout out to Young Thug. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to shout him out a little bit. A lot of people was hating on Young Thug. But I
think
he, like, really, Yeah, but no, but Young Thug, you know, hey, he across. I guess he get into that to that flavor, but it's certain cats that I fucks with this on that. They kind of on that wave, but I fuck with Chris back in the day. No, what I'm trying to say, I ain't cross dressing. I'm just saying that's just the wave that they on. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't do it, but you know, I just listen to the music. I don't really give a shit about their whole life and you know how they dress and shit like that. As long as the music is good, then I fucks with it. Prince was the poster child of that. You know what I'm saying? And now you just got new forms with
Young Thug.
What? Wait, hold on, man.
Prince ain't never cross dressed.
Did you just say what? Did you? And I'm a Prince fan.
Prince ain't never cross dressed. Nah, Prince was on the walk around here walking around with no fucking panties on. Top,
oh my god.
And bras and shit.
I ain't saying panties and stuff like that, but blouses. Well,
that's what.
So you were wearing one of Prince's blouses.
Don't let the name fool you. Don't let the name fool you. A blouse is just a button down shirt.
That's the true definition
of a blouse is a button down shirt. Like, don't let Dave Chappelle get the fuck up talking about shirts versus blouses.
Nigga, because that shit is true. That shit is true. That's why the shit was funny.
You know what I'm saying?
That's why the shit
like,
was funny.
Everybody talking about the time fucking Prince walked around with his ass kicked out. Yeah, he's telling the record label to kiss his ass.
You with it?
All right. He made it public.
All right, so that's how you perceived it.
Well, I mean, that's the truth.
You know what I'm saying? He cross-dressed, but he was knocking down bad.
That nigga ain't never cross-dressed. Hey, you name one time you caught Prince wearing a bra and panties.
Okay, but that ain't the definition of cross-dressing. It's more than just bra and panties.
Young Thug
was cross-dressing.
Young Thug be wearing
So you thinking Young Thug? So wait, hold on. So you think Young Thug wears
bra? That nigga's a dress wearer.
What you trying to say?
That boy is sweet. That boy wear dresses.
Well, anyway, the whole point of my
don't ever compare
is
Prince to Young Thug, man. Hold up, man. Purple
it's
Rain.
It's
kind of
in the same vein,
respect.
Man. Prince, Young Thug,
international lover, man. What's wrong with you?
It's all in the same vein, man. They make good music, but you know the dressing choices is questionable.
I can't say that. I don't even understand what Young Thug be saying. That nigga be that boy got Tourette's or something.
Well, anyway. Here's my point. You know what I'm saying? So my point is, I kind of like, at first I was kind of like, what the fuck, Young Thug? But then I'm like, nah, man, you need to, you know, it's some of these catches that got too comfortable. Legends, you know what I'm saying? Legends have you. You know what I'm saying? I'm not taking nothing away from their art and what they brought to the game, but they're legends. You know what I'm saying? You get too comfortable. The essence. Rap music, you know, I like to say rap music. I don't really go into the whole hip-hop shit and all that other stuff. But the essence of rap music or hip-hop is like the battle. You know what I'm saying? If you at the top and I see you slipping, let me come to that spot. So anyway, so the point I'm trying to make is, so the first thing, so Young Thug then came at like three legends, man. First, it started with Andre 3000, one half of Outkast. Second one was Jay-Z. Or no, the second one was Wayne, I guess, and then the third one was Jay-Z. So first one, he was on, I guess, T.I.'s. T.I.'s got a podcast, too, called Expeditiously or some shit. I can't even pronounce the goddamn word. But I'm not a big fan of – I like T.I., you know what I'm saying, music-wise or whatever. I'm not a big fan of his podcast or like that. I think he kind of over-talks on his guests. But he does have some interesting guests, especially from Atlanta. He had 21 Savage on there. That was a pretty good snippet that I saw. And then he had Young Thug recently. So anyway, Young Thug was on there. And I think T.I. was like, oh, man, you should work with Three Stacks. You know what I'm saying? Andre 3000. He was just like, who? What? Who? Like, you know what I'm saying? I never really paid attention to him like that. And you know, Three Stacks is a legend in Atlanta. You know, Outkast, come on. That go hand in hand with Atlanta. So T.I. was like, what? Like, how you don't know nothing about, you know, Andre 3000, you need to get hip if you ain't hip already. So a lot of people took that as disrespect. Like, how you from Atlanta? You know, co-sign Andre 3000. So that's the first one.
So that's a different age. That's a different age group,
yeah,
man.
I mean, but I guess
you know what I'm saying. Like,
somebody
in
our age group,
about this,
we can't even fathom that. Like, we like, yo, really? Right. You know what I'm saying? But that's what I'm trying to say. Like, you know, the young cat coming up, you know, he going at some of the legends, but you know. I will say this. I would like to see Andre 3000 come back with some more music or whatever, but it seemed like he got comfortable, you know. It seemed like he in a retirement, you know what I'm saying? Big Boy, he's still going strong on a solo album, but we would like to see another Outkast album. So maybe this can get him,
you know, maybe just get them revamped. You know what I'm saying? Like cats are saying that you fell off, or, you know, they ain't even checking for you no more. Don't even care about what you brought to the game. So that's the part that I'm kind of feeling with young
man.
You know, like maybe need a little push. What's up?
I'm younger than Black, but I'm old as shit. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
So me and I ain't got time to be bringing my old ass out of retirement and shit. Just to prove I still got it to some young nigga.
It's selfish on my part.
First of all, nigga, you wear a dress and a purse and you won't talk about his swag. Bitch, you got on pantyhose talking about his swag. Nigga, I ain't got nothing to tell that motherfucker.
Okay, well, look. All right, that's why I brought this conversation up, man. That's why I brought this topic up.
Ass man, dog.
So then the second part is, you know, of course, when Young Thug got his start, you know what I'm saying, you know, Baby, he co-signed for him on, you know, Cash Money. Was like, Baby was like, all right. That was it when Wayne was going through, like, his whole thing. You know what I'm saying? I think he was,
had a lawsuit. Wanted his money.
Yeah.
Wayne wanted his money.
Wanted to drop the Carter 5, and there was a lot of just shit going on. You know, he had to get his business straight with Baby before he could drop the Carter 5 and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because he wanted this money from Young Money, bringing Drake and Nicki Minaj to the game. And, you know, as he should. You know what I'm saying? But Baby, I think, was, you know, looking at it from the standpoint of don't bite the hand that feeds you. But then little Wayne is like, hold on, I done brought, you know what I'm saying? Hold on, like, whatever contract we had is bullshit compared to what I really, you know, brought to the game. So, you know, long story short, they hashed their differences out. But, you know, on another podcast, Young Thug was on, I guess he's been making his rounds. The guy asked him, like, you know, so what you thought about that situation when you and Wayne met? And he was just talking about how Wayne just gave him the cold shoulder, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he'd be in the studio and Wayne would come through and he would give him, like, a soft handshake or not really, you know, no type of respect, you know what I'm saying? So he was just like, yo, you know what I'm saying? So that got people talking. And then lastly, the one that really got people up was Versus. Like, somebody brought up some Versus, like, oh, Young Thug, I think, you know what I'm saying? I didn't listen to the interview. I'm just kind of on the outside looking at it. But it was like, you know, would you do a Versus and all that other stuff and blah, blah, blah. And then somehow Jay-Z got linked to it. And then Young Thug says, yo, Jay-Z ain't got like 20 or 30 songs that people really want to hear. And then people are like, what?
Man, that's a different generation, dog. But that's real. That's a different generation.
But that's real. That's what I'm trying to say. So that just shows you how, like, the younger generation is kind of thinking. You know what I'm saying? Like, people in our like, age bracket or, you know, in our generation, we play, can't even fathom that because that's what we grew up on. But, you know, they coming up a little different. So I just thought it was interesting, man. I like that, though. I like that young energy, man, because, you know, rap music, porn is all a sport, man. You got – I'm going to get into some adult news real quick. But it's all a sport, man. Like, that's why I dig it, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, the young cats come up, you know what I'm saying? They want they shine, man. It's like the new generation comes up. So switching over real quick.
Man, take that quick off.
Right. So quick thing. So speaking of, like, adult entertainment, you know what I'm saying? So this is the first show of 2021. And I want to get back on some, like, you know, sexy shit. We had some dope interviews, you know, this last year, you know what I'm saying? We had India, she came through, Miss Marche, she came through. And I just want to keep that going, you know what I'm saying? Every so often, you know, we get a nice adult entertainer in here to come and tell their story or whatever. So it's been a transition period, you know what I'm saying, as far as the adult entertainment. I know you old school smoothies, so you still got VHS tapes and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, everything is
on. Man, I still got tapes that's in the box and ain't been opened up yet. Fuck what you talking about.
I'm a connoisseur. You know what I'm saying? So, which brings me to it, because, you know, it's a whole new game now. You know what I'm saying? With OnlyFans, you know what I'm saying? That was a big thing. I need to try to. I need. That's another stock thing. I got to see if OnlyFans about to go public, man. So I told you, we're gonna be talking money this year. So I might have to check out their stock symbol and see if they in negotiations to go public if they haven't already. But anyway, so OnlyFans, you know, really gave the entrepreneurial spirit to women, to males in the game, to couples in the game. You know what I'm saying? It changed the shit. You know what I'm saying? Couples, you know what I'm saying? If you just got a couple, a chick that's about that life and y'all a couple, y'all like, yo, we could, and, like, get money. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a whole lane, you know, people doing that shit.
Share cropping at his finest.
Exactly. But through all of this, and this is going to be a little controversial, man, but I just wanted to shout out Miss Marche because she told her story about these dudes, man. But
I just want to give a props and shout outs to the one breakout star that I saw in adult entertainment. She did it both ways. She did it on the OnlyFans, and she did it in, like, the whole, I guess, what's left of the whole DVD website type of shit. If you ain't hip to her, her name is Hallie Hayes, and she's, like, a six-foot Amazon-type chick. You know what I'm saying? But lo and behold, man, she got her start on Ghetto Gaggers, which was kind of interesting. You know what I'm saying? That's, like, the rawest of the raw site. You know what I'm saying? Race play and all that bullshit. Huh?
Yeah. I know the
Hallie Hayes, man. So you know, she got, you know, she was on the Ghetto Gagger site, and that, to me, that was like an initiation. I ain't for everybody. I ain't recommending, like, if you're trying to get your porn career, to go there first, because that shit can make or break you. But I just give her props, because she went through the, you know, initiation is like some gang shit. You know, you get initiated to the gang, you got to jump in. You go, you're in college, you get initiated to a fraternity, you got to go through all the bullshit and all that hazing and shit to get to where you want to go. And that's kind of how this website is, you know what I'm saying, for the people who know or whatever. It ain't for everybody. But I'm going to give her props because she did it, and I like how she just flowed with it. You know what I'm saying? That shit, maybe it's a new wave because, you know, if you were talking, you said this 10 years ago, that shit never went down. But to me, she was the one.
Hey,
I'll give her a rookie, huh?
Yeah, because, like, Ghetto Gag has been around for about, what, a good 15, 16 years.
Yeah, exactly. So you ain't going nowhere, too. Cause,
like, everybody wind up doing it. Fucking Vanessa Blue in them. You see what I'm saying? Like,
Vanessa
everybody
didn't do it. I don't
yes,
think
she
did.
Yeah, she did.
I don't know. We got to fact check that. But,
yeah.
You know,
she was on there. Yeah, the motherfucker had the Confederate flag and everything in the background. Yeah,
shit up. Now, I don't know. Mm-hmm. We're gonna get back to that. We'll get back to that. Anyway, I just want to give props to Hallie Hayes because to me, she's the rookie of the year because this is her first year, and I'm giving her starlet of the year. You know what I'm saying? So, Hallie Hayes, you know what I'm saying? If you're listening or whatever, get at me. You know what I'm saying? Or get at Real Adult Talk. We want you on the show. Tell your story. That would be dope. And then just speaking of, because I just want to cover all angles, got a chance to really kind of analyze the game. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm getting back to my analyzation. I analyze sports, I analyze rap music, I analyze adult entertainment. And another one is Jada Fire just on her transition. You know what I'm saying? I just want to just give her props and respect to really just, she's like an Instagram chick now. You know what I'm saying? And once you get to that, that's a whole nother thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, she like became like some Instagram chick now, you know what I'm saying? I just thought that's dope.
Come
man. She just transitioned. She just looks healthier now. You know what I'm saying? Got out the game, but you know she was like a person who was in the drug game. You know what I'm saying? Got it. You know what I'm saying? Got the like a Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying? Supposedly. You know what I'm saying? Got in the game, hustled, did what you did, and now you just flourished on. You know, you put your money up and got it together, and now you flourishing, man. So I just want to give Jada Fire.
Oh, Jay.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I want to give
her. She doing OnlyFans too, no? Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's a new wave. That's the entrepreneurial spirit. You know what I'm saying? This is
everybody need that check.
Making money, you know what I'm saying? Making money in your sleep, you know what I'm saying? So you can't knock it, especially in this whole COVID situation where the whole shit has changed. And then, and that's pretty much it. And then Janet Jackson, me too. You know what I'm saying? I really want to get her on the show. So anybody here listening, got a contact with Janet Jackson, me, to me, that's just another a legend in the game. It's just like, and she's like 53 now. You know, she's still like, she can come out of retirement and do some shit. So I just want to just give respect.
Because she came out of retirement that one time. Like, nah, baby. No,
you thought she was washed?
Yeah, oh, man, she was supposed to come out of retirement, man. I'm like, oh, no.
Since the 90s, man.
She ain't washed. I just ain't wanted to come out of retirement talking to them young boys at the time. Yeah, I know. You know what I'm saying? She's talking to Charlie Max and shit.
You know what I'm saying? Not to get too graphic, man, but Janet Jackson, she's always a legend because, you know, for some reason, she's always kept it. You know, she's been in the game for a minute, but it seemed like she always kept a nice, how can I put this without being too graphic, a nice tight box, you know what I'm saying? So it never got worn out, you know what I'm saying? So it seemed like she always, whenever she get have a scene, it was always like she can't take it, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you know what I'm saying? That's the essence, I guess, of why she became a legend in the game, you know what I'm saying? So she still brings that same, like, oh, I can't take it to the game at 53, you know what I'm saying, knowing that she done been around the block a few times. So shout out to that, you know what I'm saying? Like, we only got like a minute left. I just wanted to get into some dope talk, you know what I'm saying? We haven't done that in a quick moment. Shout out to Smooth on the check-in. Shout out to Black for this topic, you know what I'm saying? Giving us real talk, real live. If you missed the show, definitely check it out. On the retweet, I think Black already done put it out there, so I'm going to retweet it out there for the people. Follow the Twitter page, Real Adult Talk. You know, talk is spelled T-A-W-K. Yo, and I might see what's up with this Clubhouse thing too, man. This Clubhouse app is kind of interesting, man. I've been kind of getting some knowledge on that, so, you know, stay tuned. And Black, you know, we got about a minute left. Take us out of here.
Y'all know where to find me. Make sure you check out my Amazon link. Check me out on Linktree, LinkTree.ee/ the new Miss Lovely Black. Check me out there. You'll find all my links. Peace.
All right, everybody be safe. Same time next week. Peace, peace, peace.